Rwanda has said that it hopes the renewed mandate of the United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, MONUSCO, will help rid the region of armed groups. The Security Council took the decision to extend MONUSCO for one more year in a unanimous resolution adopted on Friday. The DRC has been torn apart by civil wars and factional fighting since it became independent in 1960. But with the support of a series of UN missions, a measure of stability has been restored in parts of the country during the past decade.
The Security Council has expressed concern that the FDLR have continued to have freedom of movement in the DRC.
That was Rwandan Ambassador Eugene Richard Gasana, who said his country hopes this mandate renewal revives MONUSCO's mission to neutralize armed groups in the DRC, especially the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, FDLR.
For the last 20 years, the FDLR has continued to destabilize the region and the DRC. Non-governmental and UN reports have implicated the group in widespread rapes, killing, and other atrocities in the eastern DRC. They continue to use children as soldiers and slaves. And in my country, just of recent, innocent civilians have also been killed as a result of grenade attacks by the FDLR in public markets and bus stations, mostly in Kigali City.
The mission's extension in the DRC also means the UN's Special Intervention Brigade will begin its second year. The brigade, established in March 2013 within MONUSCO, can carry out targeted offensive operations with or without the Congolese National Army. Speaking in French, the ambassador to the UN of the DRC, Atoki Ileka, said his government is ready to take over when the time comes. He said a rapid reaction force will take over from the UN's brigade as soon as they have scaled up. Mr. Ileka added that progress has been accomplished in combating rebel forces and strengthening the capacity of the government. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.